Esmeralda, did you watch ever the reruns of Gilligan's Island?
Every once in a while,
yeah. And now you know the eternal question, either Ginger or Marianne.
Yes.
Yes. And Vic, do you ever watch Gilligan's Island?
Oh, yeah, when I was a kid.
Did you have a choice, Ginger or Marianne, a preference?
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Ginger.
You're a Ginger guy.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Took me a while to recall their images.
Okay. Now, Esmeralda, who would you prefer?
I'm going to say Ginger.
Wow. I'm all Marianne. I'm all about Marianne. I'm a Marianne guy. Like, all the way. that's interesting. What do you guys think? 312-981-7200. We're gonna be doing a form of this now. All right. Now, and along that same along those same lines, I want to get Dan's opinion on this, but he's getting all the information from our winner. We got Dan back, right, Dan? Okay. We're getting all the information. I want to get him on this. But let me throw this out there before I go back and get Dan's stuff. And again, you can call in or text your own Ginger or Marianne's. Pick two items that we have to choose from that we prefer. And you can do that by texting or calling 312-981-7200. All right, Esmeralda,
mm-hmm.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Okay. Vic?
Absolutely Coke.
Yeah. I don't think, you know, I mean, I know that's been, a thing for years, but I think Coke is so clearly better.
I won't drink any soda in a restaurant if they have Pepsi. I'm like, really?
I won't either. It's the carbonation for me. The Coke just is so much more carbonation.
It's too sweet. Pepsi.
Pepsi is too sweet. I agree. So, Dan, back to the original question. Ginger or Marianne?
Probably Marianne.
Ah, see. Okay. So we're tied on that one. We got two Gingers and two Mariannes. Dan, Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Okay. Now, here's the one that goes along with Ginger or Marianne, okay? We have fans of Community here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dan, you're a fan of Community. Vic, you ever watch Community?
No.
Okay. Well, you're not going to understand this one. Question is, Britta or Annie? And that I think is tougher than Ginger or Marianne. I really do. I think that one's tougher. Britta or Annie? This is like an eternal question. All right, Dan, we'll start with you. Britta or Annie?
Annie.
Okay. All right. And why would you choose Annie? Besides she's awesome, and Alison Brie is fantastic.
I mean, you know, the question is if I'm going out drinking, I would choose Britta, but in terms of more of sustainable relationship with Annie.
More substance is Annie. And it doesn't hurt that's Alison Brie. It doesn't hurt at all. All right, Esmeralda, Britta or Annie?
Annie.
You're an Annie.
Britta's too high maintenance.
Yeah. Okay.
She's too much.
All right. I'm a Britta. I'm Britta. It's a question. You know what? Just to be safe, I'm taking Shirley. Just to be
there, you go.
I just take Shirley. All right. I wanted to ask this when I had Tom on. This is, I wrote this one specifically for Tom, and I wanted to ask him. I totally forgot because I'm a terrible host. Chevy or Ford? I wanted to ask him Chevy or Ford. We don't have a car expert on anymore, so. Dan, do you have a preference? Did you ever have a Chevy or a Ford?
I owned my parents owned a Ford Taurus, so I will go Ford.
Yeah. All right. Mm. Esmeralda, did you ever own a Chevy or a Ford?
No.
So you don't have any preference?
Well, I'll go Ford, mm-hmm. only because that's the vans my dad would buy.
All right, well, there you go. All right. Vic, you ever have a Chevy or a Ford?
This is an important issue if you live in Texas and New Mexico. It is.
It is.
And I was always a Ford man until I bought a Chevy Silverado, and it was a 4x4. It was great. I loved it. So,
okay.
Although I'm carless now, so I don't really care.
All right. I had a Ford Escort for many years, so I'm going Ford. That's a sexy car. You want to pick up chicks? Get a 1986 Ford Escort like I had. Oh, man, the chicks were all over me. Like, do you realize that guy's got an 86 Ford Escort? He must be cool and hot. That's the car, by the way, that I gave to Victory Auto Wreckers. That's the car I ended up giving to Victory Auto Wreckers. And when the guy showed up with the tow truck, I was like, hey, where's your big wristwatch? Watch, I'm going to open the door and it's going to fall off. This guy was not amused, the truck driver, because I'm making these jokes like it's the first time this guy who works at Victory Auto Records has ever heard it. Hey, my car door is going to fall off. He's just standing there stone-faced like, yeah, that's real funny, man. I've only heard that 15 times today. So. Okay, that's like when Paul Giamatti is out in public and people buy him Merlots. Like them buy him glasses of Merlot. He talks about it in interviews. He's like, yeah, when Sideways came out for 2 years after Sideways, every time I was in a restaurant and people would see me, I would get bottles of Merlot or glasses of Merlot sent to the table. Here's the thing. Miles hates Merlot. If you watch the movie, he hates Merlot. So why would you send him Merlot? Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. That's 773 area code. Pointer Sisters, that's Neutron Dance. Isn't that in Beverly Hills Cop?
Right, and Be There was in 2.
And which one?
The previous song was in Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Oh, it was? Oh. Okay. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're playing a little round of Ginger or Marianne. You guys have your own, 312-981-7200. Talk or text your choices, where we'd have to pick one. All right. Now, this one is probably easy for everybody, and I'm going to be in the minority. Curly or Shemp? Dan?
Curly.
Yeah. Vic?
Same, Curly.
Okay. Esmeralda?
Yeah, Curly.
All right, I'm a Shemp guy. But, you know, if you were to pose that question to a room full of 100 people in a room, I would say 98 of them would say Curly. There'd be two guys going, no, man, Shemp, and I'd be hanging out with them.
I think he's more lovable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything against Curly. Curly rules. Curly rules. He's hilarious. I love him. I just, Shemp makes me laugh more.
Shemp seems so mean.
He's not mean. He gets his butt kicked even more than Curly. Yeah, because Curly, you know, Shemp's got hair. They can grab his hair and slap him around. You know? So, yeah. All right, how about this? Esmeralda, McDonald's or Burger King?
McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
I don't even know the last time I've been to a Burger King.
All right. Vic, McDonald's or Burger King?
I prefer the Whopper, but for all other things, McDonald's. So,
all right.
What do you say? I don't know. I'm split.
I mean, it's really Wendy's, but, you know.
Ugh. Oh, okay. Dan, McDonald's or Burger King?
Burger King.
See, I would easily take Burger King over McDonald's. I don't even think it's... Unless we're talking breakfast. That's the distinction. If we're talking breakfast, it's clearly McDonald's. Clearly. But every other... I don't even think it's close. I mean, seriously, I don't even think it's close. Burger King is, I think, 5,000 times better than McDonald's. Have you seen the commercial where they compare the flat-top grill to the flame-broiled grill, Dan?
I have not.
Well, they have it do a taste test, you know. They're like, this is flame-broiled like Burger King, and this is flat-top like McDonald's. They do a taste test, and, of course, everybody in the commercial prefers the flame-broiled. But then at the end of the commercial, the Burger King is outside with a flamethrower burning down the flat iron, which is a wonderful image. Okay. Daniel Craig or Roger Moore? I just picked a couple of Bonds because I didn't want to choose Sean Connery because clearly you can't put any other Bond against Sean Connery, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Like it would be useless to say, oh, Sean Connery or Roger Moore, because the answer is obviously Sean Connery. Put up Timothy Dalton against Sean Connery is obviously Sean Connery. But I thought I would choose Daniel Craig or Roger Moore. Dan, who would you pick?
Daniel Craig.
Okay. Esmeralda?
Daniel Craig.
All right. Vic?
100% Daniel Craig.
Okay.
And good choice by not doing it the other way with Sean Connery.
No, you can't. Yeah, you can't. He is James Bond.
Yeah, right.
He is James Bond. Daniel Craig or Roger Moore, in my opinion, I would take Daniel Craig, but here's the thing. Roger Moore is the Bond of my youth. Roger Moore is the Bond of my childhood. I mean, I was born at the tail end of you know, when I started seeing Bond movies, it was right at the end of Sean Connery's run. So, like, my formative years as a teenager and as a kid, it was Roger Moore. So there's an emotional attachment that I have to Roger Moore, but clearly Daniel Craig is better. Clearly. Okay, so we got some questions here. Billy says, Betty or Veronica? Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Dan, you watch Riverdale?
I do not.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty crazy from what I hear.
Yeah, it is. It's insane. All right. Archie, you know, familiar with Archie, Dan?
I know one's a blonde and one's a brunette. That's all I know.
Right. No, one's redhead.
Is a redhead?
Yeah. Betty's a redhead, if I'm not mistaken. Betty's a redhead. Veronica's a brunette. Is that right, or am I wrong, or am I getting it mixed up? No, she is a blonde. Yeah, she is a blonde. Yeah, Betty's a blonde. So, Betty or Veronica?
Just the pond cartoon good looks, I guess I would have to go Veronica.
Okay.
Veronica.
Okay, Vic?
Don't know what we're talking about.
Okay. Archie Comics?
No.
Okay, all right. I'm Veronica, so that's... Trucker Rich says, I would take Marianne home to meet Mom and Dad, but I'd take Ginger out on the weekends or on Saturday night. Oh, I get it. All right. That's like the Britta Annie thing, Dan, that you were saying.
Uh-huh.
630 area code says, Marianne and Coke in that order.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Canadian Bill. Oh, this is good. Oh, man, this is good. Nice job, Canadian Bill. Of course, Canadian Bill, you know, a hockey-related question because he's Canadian Bill. Right before we break here for the news, Wayne Mesmer or Jim Cornelison? That is ridiculous. Oh, my God. Dan, what do you think?
It's close, but I would have to go Jim.
You'd go Jim Cornelison?
New art form.
Esmeralda, you have any idea what we're talking about?
I mean, they both have their positives and negatives. But I think I would have to go with I don't know.
Okay. Do you know who either of those guys are?
No, I have no idea.
They're the national anthem singers that work. You know.
You know who Jim Cornelison is. You just
yeah. I mean, he does. He sings the national anthem at all the Hawks.
He's been up here before. Tall man. Yeah, I'd go Jim.
And then I gotta go classic man. I gotta go Mesmer. Mm. I gotta go Wayne Mesmer. But Jim Cornelison. See, that's tough, man. That's a tough one. So, all right. They weren't players, Esmeralda. They were national anthem singers.
What?
All right, we'll take a break. The news is next.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through
the great Wayne Mesmer. The hell happened? What are you doing, Esmeralda? Comes into the studio and starts busting stuff. You knocked my screen down. What the hell?
She's mad because she thought he was a player.
Wow, yeah.
He should be. Give him a chance.
Wayne Mesmer's a great left winger. hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, seventh floor of Trib Tower. We have, speaking of national anthems, we have a great Hawks Express, Blackhawks Express to play for you here. They won last night, and so they played the Ducks, and they played a great game. It was nice to see Sharpie get a goal. It's been a long time. He was on a real cold streak for a while. But it was nice to see Sharpie get on the board. So that's coming up. 312-981-7200. We're doing a little bit of Ginger or Marianne. We're giving each other two choices, and we have to pick what we prefer. And so a texter sent in, I guess this is because of The Departed, Dan? I would guess.
Yeah, that's a good connection.
630 area code, Matt Damon or Leonardo DiCaprio? Because I don't see. I mean, it's got to be because of The Departed, right?
Leo.
I mean, they are. Yeah, shocking.
Well, you're going to pick Leo. No question about it.
When you think best actors of their generation, I mean, those would have to be in a couple of the top two.
Yeah. I mean, I like both of them very much, but if I had to choose between Matt Damon and Leonardo DiCaprio, I would pick DiCaprio. You know, I don't know either of them personally, so I can't. I don't know. Vic, do you have an opinion, Matt Damon or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Like Dan said, it's a tough one, but I would go with Leo.
Yeah. Oh, we all love Leo.
Oh.
Everybody loves Leo. Hey, you know who else we all love?
Who's that?
Dan Shugru. Dan.
Yeah.
We missed your birthday, so we have something for you.
Oh, thanks, guys.
So, Esmeralda, you want to bring it in there, and we'll. And the reason why we were trying to figure out what we were going to get you, because Dan's birthday was on November 21st, and we weren't working. We were off, and so we didn't want to skip over Dan's birthday because everybody else on the team had got some lovely stuff for their birthday. And now, Esmeralda, explain why, because you and Vic and I talked about what we should get Dan, and Dan's an enigma.
Right.
I already bought him the Grapes of Wrath, and I got him an autographed picture of Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
yeah, and stuff like that. So he's an enigma, mm-hmm. And maybe tough. Now explain to us why we got what we got him.
Oh, because he said this is what he does on his birthday. Am I right, or did I completely?
Yeah, no.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Explain to everybody what you do for your birthday.
I typically get a deep dish pizza from Giordano's.
Okay, open up what we got there.
Oh, thank you, guys. It's a gift card to Giordano's.
There you go. Yeah. So you can get yourself a deep dish pizza. So, yeah, we didn't want to ignore your birthday because it's unfair because we all three of us got stuff and we said happy birthday to each other.
Well, happy birthday, Dan!
Thank you. Guys.
Happy birthday!
I feel like
Dan is the mom.
We were worried
because you take care of all of us.
He's certainly, right. As far as I'm concerned, he's certainly the brains of the outfit.
Right?
So, all right.
But he's always thinking of everything.
No, he's the best. He's the best producer. He's the best producer. I have the best producer in this building. Well, he's the only producer in the building right now. But I hold on a second. Wait a minute.
That was a safe call.
The business of funk.
Oh, Bennett's here. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
He's on a whole other plane, though.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I mean, that's just
so.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's do a few more of the comparisons here before we go to the Blackhawks Express. All right. Woody or Coach? Woody or Coach? Again, very tough, I think. Very tough. Esmeralda, who would
you? What does that mean?
Oh, do you watch Cheers?
Oh.
Woody or Coach?
No, I don't know.
You don't know?
Wait, what do you mean Coach? Who's Coach?
He's one of the
Coach
characters.
Was the first bartender. He died, and they replaced him with Woody.
Oh.
So the early episodes, the first two seasons.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I have no basis.
All right.
Other than I know it's Woody Harrelson.
All right. Dan, Woody or Coach?
I would go Woody because I started watching it after Coach had passed.
All right.
Coach is such a lovable guy, but Woody's character in that is hard to beat. I would go with Woody.
You know, Woody Harrelson spent more time on the show than Coach. I mean, because that show was on for like 9 years, and I think he was on for 7 of those seasons. I'm going Coach. I got to go Coach because I don't like First Class. Hold on a minute now. Wait a minute. All right.
Wow. Just see, one after the other.
That's why I got a plaque downstairs,
Ooh,
Esmeralda.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Let's go. You guys are not going to have an opinion on this because this was for old people. Dick Sargent or Dick York? You guys don't
Wait.
Oh, you have an opinion on this, Esmeralda?
Wait, which one's the...
These are the Darrens on Bewitched.
I know, but which... The second one.
Dick Sargent.
Dick Sargent. Because Dick York, for some reason, I feel like he was just too mean.
No, Dick Sargent was mean.
Really, was he?
Yeah. Dick York was... Dick York was first.
Right, but I always felt like when watching him, I felt like he was bossing her around, but always being like, stop using your magic on set. Like, come on, you have
that's
magic.
That's Dick Sargent. That's really? Dick's, yeah, that's Dick Sargent. You're getting your dicks mixed up.
Maybe because of his face.
Oh, man. So, by the way, we're back, and Friday we do a thing called Straight Outta Context.
What's Tremel again there, Dan?
it's his face. Dick York's face is very pointy.
Yeah, but
so
he's
for some reason
Dick
I
York.
Felt...
Dick York was very rubbery and very funny and very goofy. Dick Sargent was always very stern.
Right.
You know, Dick Sargent was, Dick York would be like, you know, like Dick Sargent would be, Samantha, what's Andorra doing here? Okay. And then Dick Sargent would, his line reading would be, Samantha, what's Andorra doing here?
Oh. So. I think because he had a pointy face. It kind of
Dan, Dick York or Dick Sargent?
I will have to pass. I do not.
Okay. Vic, Dick York or Dick Sargent?
I have their faces in my mind's eye, but I can't remember which one's which either.
Okay. Everybody's getting their dicks mixed up. We're in the traffic department. Mary, you got to have an opinion on this, right, Mary? Dick York or Dick Sargent?
You know, Dick York was, he just was not an attractive guy.
Right? His face was very pointy.
At all, but, I mean, he was a better actor, I thought.
And he was funnier, too.
He was funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah, so okay. I would go with Dick York.
Okay.
Which one was the bigger one?
Dick Sargent was bigger.
Okay.
Dick, you, oh boy. You set me up for that. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you, Vic. Vic preparing for our Friday show as
Goodness.
We speak.
Oh, man.
We'll get to that Friday show. The regular stuff is coming up. By the way, if you want to participate, you can. It's Straight Out of Context is when you listen to this show and when somebody says something that you take out of context and it sounds dirty, jot down the day, the time, who said it, send it to Nick D. Show at gmail.com. You also participate in Nick D. Show Spies. That's when you listen 24 hours a day. And whenever I'm mentioned or the show is mentioned, jot all the info and send it to Nick D. Show at gmail.com.
That was very, I didn't get it.
You didn't get?
No, when you first said it, because I was like,
yeah,
I
no,
which
I,
one was more
yeah,
famous.
No, that's what I, no, well, I thought taller.
Oh, right. And like stature. And
yeah.
That, yeah.
Could have said taller.
Yeah. But you chose you bigger.
I did.
I appreciate right. that, Vic. That was very subtle.
Yeah.
All right. Can we start talking about Woody again at this point? All right. We got a break for weather and traffic, and then we'll have a Blackhawks Express, and we'll wrap up the show and do a couple of more Ginger and Marianne's here on WGN. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're going to close out with some more of the Ginger or Marianne's real quick. Okay. Armageddon or Deep Impact?
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to say Deep Impact because I don't think I've seen Armageddon all the way through.
All right. Dan, any opinion on that?
Armageddon.
I got to go with Deep Impact.
Deep Impact made me cry.
Yeah. They're both bad, I think, but I think Armageddon is worse. Okay, on the same note, Volcano or Dante's Peak? Remember those came out like around the same time?
Oh, man.
Volcano or Dante's Peak? Dante's Peak is the one with Pierce Brosnan.
I'm going to go with...
And Volcano is with Jamie Lee Curtis. Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. I'm going to go Pierce.
You're going Pierce Brosnan. Okay. Dante's Peak, Dan?
I think I'll go Tommy because he seemed to hate it as much as I did.
He is one of the grumpiest actors in the world. All right. Let's go with some... We'll close out with some listeners. 847 area code. When you were a kid, 30 seconds of corporal punishment or half an hour lecture? Corporal punishment is.
That's like violence.
Yeah, you get smacked.
Wouldn't it be?
Yeah, you get smacked around.
I'll go with the lecture, thank you.
Okay. Dan?
Corporal punishment.
Okay. Well, you went to Catholic school, man.
It's over in 30 seconds.
Yeah. I would go with a half hour lecture because I'm a wimp. 847, crunchy or smooth peanut butter? Well, this is a moot question with these two guys.
Yuck.
I like crunchy. Steve, Batman or Superman?
Oh, Superman.
You take Superman, Dan?
Superman.
I take Batman.
It's because of Ben Affleck. He ruined it.
But I'm talking about the character itself. You know, the character's been around longer than Ben Affleck
has. I'm a little, he's kind of ruined the character.
All right.
Because now I think I'm like, oh, that's right. He really doesn't have any superpowers.
No, he doesn't.
He's just a rich guy.
He's a psychotic man. That's why I love him. That's why I love Batman. He's nuts.
I go Superman.
He's a damaged millionaire who runs around at night like a loon.
In a
bat suit. 219 area code, Daphne or Velma? Well, I don't think Velma would be interested in me. I'd have to go with Daphne.
Oh, everyone would want Velma, and poor Daphne's like, oh, look at me. No, okay. Well, oh, wait, which one's the nerd?
Velma.
Oh, okay.
That's
Wait, why wouldn't Velma want you?
there's some speculation about Velma's sexual orientation.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
I see.
I like Velma. I think she's awesome, but I don't think we would have anything. There wouldn't be anything between us. That's what I'm saying. Dan, what would you say?
Daphne.
All right. Peter and Decatur, Beatles or Stones? This is another classic one.
Come on now. Beatles.
Well, it's not that easy.
Sorry.
You can't dismiss.
Sorry.
You can't just dismiss the Rolling Stones.
Sorry.
I mean, my choice is the Beatles as well, but you can't dismiss the Rolling Stones. Dan?
Yeah, I think for all catalog Beatles.
Yeah.
Stones.
Well, on that note, we're done. Thank you, Mary. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
We're going to talk about with the author of one of the best Jerry Lewis books I've ever read. It's a complete analysis of all of his movies.
Oh, wow.
I'm so excited. So we have that tomorrow, plus other stuff. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda. Okay, news is next.